I don't pretend it's entirely accurate, he admitted. It was an expensive, heavy watch with a segmented metal strap. It had a traditional analog dial with numbers round the edge. So? Matt said, not seeing the point. So the second hand moves smoothly between the numbers. On some clocks, the second hand jumps between the seconds, but even so, it has to pass through the space between. In your digital computer world, you try to break down the intervals into smaller and smaller pieces, and time, the world, isn't like that. In your model, if I can use that word, the next second will never come. The world, he stood up again and shrugged, stops. What do you mean? I mean that before you can get to the next second, you have to get to the next tenth of a second, right? Yes, I suppose. And before you get to that next tenth of a second, you have to get to the next hundredth. Yes? Okay. He was beginning to see where this was leading. And before that, you need to get to the next thousandth, and before that, the next 10,000th, and the next millionth and 10 millionth. Exactly. You see the problem? You can go on breaking down the second into smaller and smaller pieces forever. So, mathematically, you never get anywhere. I see, Matt said, though he wasn't sure he'd got exactly the point that Venture was trying to make. As if knowing what Matt was thinking, Venture said, just don't rely on the numbers. Look around you. See it all properly. There are more things in heaven and earth than are digitized in your computer. But computers are useful, Matt protested. Of course. But you have to be aware of their limitations. They don't allow for ambiguity or misunderstanding. Imprecise input won't give you an approximate answer, and there's no sense of interpretation. You need to know the difference between data and information, between the numbers and what they are actually telling you. And don't expect them to be as accurate as your senses. Matt laughed at that. Computers can be faster and more accurate than you can, he said. Venture laughed as well. You think so? Does the computer know the value of pi? To more decimal places than I do, Matt told him. Henry, in my math set, learn pi to 100 decimal places. A computer can go further even than that. Well, that's impressive, Venture said levelly. Over 100 decimal places, eh? You see, you're thinking in numbers again. Granular and imprecise. What do you mean? I mean that the computer can rattle off pi to as many million decimal places as it likes. Yet I only have to look at the table you were sitting at in the library, and I see pi exactly. More exactly than the computer can ever know. A computer relying on pixels on the screen and digits in its brain doesn't really know what a circle is. It can only ever approximate.